Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, good morning. And good morning to Fort Mac. And my name is Sanjay Basnet. I'm from Nepal, and I'm working in Avenue as a barista.
There we go. What part of Nepal are you from?
I'm actually from the eastern part of Nepal, so we call Japa.
Okay.
Yeah, from the border of the India and border of border of India. Yeah.
Okay. India, yeah. What's it like there?
It's a Tarai region, so it's a plain, and the most of the people, they do the farming there, and then love to grow the crops, and then yeah.
Okay.
Most of the people, they are depending on the farmer there.
Right. Okay. So I know a little bit about farming.
Yeah.
What kind of crops are you guys doing over there?
Like every kind of crops, even we do. Wheat, and then rice.
Okay.
And even the seasonal seasonal fruits, you can do it there. Oh. Even the mangoes and.
Cool.
That's a beautiful land.
No doubt. And do you have any farming background yourself?
Yeah, we used to do. Rice.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the rice, mm-hmm. There is the first step, you do the
You're yep. using an ox to plow your land?
Yeah.
Cool. is everybody doing that? Or do some people have tractors, or are we just all using oxes?
No, there is a different kind of way to dig the land. Some people, they use the ox, and then some people, they use the tractors.
Right.
Sometimes animals are better for certain crops, too, because they don't weigh as much. They don't destroy the land.
Oh, neat. That is very interesting. So does your family still do farming over there? What do they do back home?
Yeah, actually, my grandmother and my uncles, they are doing this. Over there.
Okay.
But we already moved to my parents already they moved to the city, so they are not using of it they are not doing it for now.
Right.
But the people from the old age like our grandparents, they are still doing these things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
They are cropping, and then whatever it grow up, and then they are sending from there to the city for us.
Right. Right. Now, how old were you when you moved from the country to the city?
I was maybe 6 years old when I moved from the village to the city.
Right.
But usually, every once a year or some in the occasion, mm-hmm. We have a Diwali, we have a Dasai.
Right.
That time we used to go there, and then for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Go there, and then we just spend our time celebrating the festivals, and
right.
then we do some the farming it's time to cut the rice, the crops. We have to cut the crops, and that time we enjoy cutting the crops, and then you have to heat the crops, and then put inside the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is you know, like many procedures to like to get the rice from the plant.
Yeah.
So we do that one.
That's awesome. Yeah, in North America, we're so far removed from food to table. Like, people don't know that there's all of these steps just because it's just presented to us. We're so fortunate, you know? So that's neat that you have a background and you've actually seen that from start to finish. Really cool. So from Nepal, how do you make it all the way to Fort McMurray? Like, was this Nepal, Fort McMurray, or have you been to some other places on your journey?
I was in Dubai before I come to McMurray.
Okay.
Like, when I was 21 years old, I think.
Yeah.
Right. I've, moved back. I just go to Dubai for my, like, career, for my job, to earn some money.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent there, like, 13 years.
Okay.
In Dubai.
Okay.
And then, after that, I moved here in Fort Mac.
Right.
In Canada.
And what were you doing in Dubai?
My first job was like office boy.
Okay.
So I used to like do the office work for the for the people. I work in like a semi-government company whose name was tourism development and investment company.
Okay.
So that was a semi-government company. So I worked there as an office assistant, and I used to help them like with the printings and the stuff, and then arranging the files, and then serving them the tea, coffee. And
right.
Things for like I did that one for 6 years.
Okay.
And after that, I changed my career into a barista.
Okay.
Like I work in Starbucks.
Right.
7 years mostly. Yeah, seven years I work in barista.
Okay.
In Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then from that, like in that journey also, like I start my career as a barista, and then I ended my career in Starbucks as a supervisor.
Okay.
So, yeah, there was telling me,
you
have to stay here, don't go to Canada.
We'll
give the position of the manager to you, and then
yeah.
I said no, because I need to look for my future.
Yeah. Right. So what about Canada did you think was like this? What were the opportunities that you saw Canada and helped you in your further dreams, basically?
Here is much more opportunities. Suppose I got a chance to work in, I got a chance to work in Avenue as a, a barista. I'm working there. So maybe in future, who knows that, maybe we'll open the new business as well, maybe.
That's right. So you feel there's more growth opportunity in Canada than in Dubai?
Yeah, there is more growth opportunity. Okay. And then, even here you can do, anything, even the part-time you are doing, focusing the main job. And then if you want to do the part-time also, you can do here.
Mm-hmm.
I work as a barista, and then maybe I can look job somewhere around here.
That's
and then I work as in another restaurant as any position, for a few hours or 1 hour or 2 hours. That one also is nice, so I can earn a little bit more money.
That's right. And you can try out different things.
Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Fort McMurray is, you literally can be anything you want here. Right now you're, making, you're living in the food and service industry.
Yeah.
But tomorrow, if you wanted to be a firefighter,
sure.
You could go and be a firefighter. Obviously, you have to go to school, and there's, you just don't get to show up and put out fires. But, in Fort McMurray, the opportunity is there for you to be you know what, I have a shot of making that dream a reality. Mm-hmm. And or if you wanted to be a tattoo artist, or if you wanted to work for the government, the opportunities are there, in Fort McMurray in particular, that you can do almost anything you want.
Oh, nice to hear that. Because, my dream is, from when I was a child, my dream was to be a soldier.
A soldier?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, the dreams, I didn't catch my dream. So maybe now, the way you say, maybe after a few years, I might try here.
That's right.
For the soldier or police officer.
Yeah, you should look into cadets. They have cadets here. like that's what younger people are in, and it gives them like the structure of like what like military would look like. We also have, like you kind of just mentioned, bylaw and like RCMP and stuff. Like one of our favorite guests, Pete, RCMP, or not RCMP, sorry, bylaw. Cool guy. Like, so anything in Fort McMurray, if you're interested in like looking into it, like that's the cool thing that I find about Fort McMurray. It's like, if you want to do it, the opportunity's there for you.
Like in future. That's now I'm new in Fort Mac.
Yeah,
like
just
I'm
learning.
New in Canada.
Yeah.
It's only like 4 months for me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Let's go more there years ahead and then we'll do that one.
So outside of working, what have you been getting up to in your free time?
Like in, after work, like, you know, I come out for the groceries outside and go look around near the... Like where I stay, there is like on the side there is one river, and then I used to go there sometime. Yeah. Like, but now I cannot go. But when it was summertime, that time I used to go there and then just spend some time. I do cycling.
Nice.
And just come to the Peterborough Mall and then look around and then superstore. From like go for the groceries.
That's right. Cool. There we go. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone, so that means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. Okay. But before we jump into that, we are going to get a little bit of an ad from
care and a variety of herbal remedies. I'm also an artist that works with acrylic on a variety of substrates. To check out all my products and work.
Thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit him with the Mac City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you. What do you think is the best coffee to brew when you're working?
The best coffee to brew?
Yeah, like your favorite drink to make.
Oh, that is one of my favorite drink is caramel macchiato. That's the most favorite drinks in Avenue also, and then people, they like that drink also.
Question number two. What is your favorite potato-based food dish?
Potato base is a mashed potato.
Question number three. What has been your favorite part of coming to Fort McMurray? What is your favorite part of coming to Fort McMurray?
Like, my favorite part coming to McMurray is, like, the nature here.
Question number four. What do you think is one Nepalese dish every Canadian should try?
Obviously, it's a momo.
And your final question. What do you think is the best dessert to have after a good meal?
After a good meal, the most favorite, you know, like to have the dessert is like something chocolate, a piece of fudge chocolate cake.
Nice. And those have been your five questions.
With your mashed potatoes, are you eating those with or without gravy?
For the mashed potato, it's good with some little bit of gravy. Mm-hmm. Some, like the touch of like.
Yeah. What kind of gravy are you going with?
The gravy, like you can have it like with the kind of tomatoes.
Okay.
Yeah, and some pickles also. The pickles, which is made by like some salt and some chilies and tomato mix up.
Yeah, that
one is very nice with the mashed potato.
There you go. Now, I can't stop but looking at it. You have a beautiful watch. What kind of watch is that?
Thank you so much for this. It's a Casio.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Casio watch. And this watch, I bought with my like, my first salary when I went to Dubai.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
So are you a watch guy? Was that the watch that you saved up for? You had like that in your head? Or did you go in and say, I have X amount of dollars, let me look at what the styles of watches are?
Well, it's actually to buy this watch, I have saved my 3 months salary.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. No, yeah, it's not a cheap
this
watch.
One, yeah, this is the real... things of this was 3 months early, and then the first time, like when I go to the shop, I see these words.
Yeah.
The first month when I was in like Dubai and when I started working, the first month.
Mm-hmm.
So, like people who used to go outside and then look around what is things are over there and then and I see this watch and then like I decided to buy this one, so I grab like my I started collecting my 3 month salary and then when it goes to the like the exactly the amount and then I just go there and then okay, let me buy this watch.
nice.
That is the good memory of this watch.
That's so, right. Hey, the watches are cool. So did you have watches before this point, or is that like your first real investment piece of a watch?
Like before, like I was using a normal watch. Even like I love to wear watches.
Okay, so you're a watch guy then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Before I used to use like normal watches, like to see the time only.
Right, yeah. Right.
But after that, I stopped for a while, and then when I like go back to Dubai, and then like some of the people like they say me, it's look empty in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
If that's you have something, so
that's right.
You'll be noticeable by the people.
That's right.
That the things, and then
yes.
And again, I stopped thinking like you should wear a watch again.
That's right. Yeah, that's so. Do you wear your watch every day?
Yeah, every day.
And is it that watch that you wear every day, or do you like?
No, this is the only one used to wear every day because this is the one.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, it was like this my like it's remind me.
Yeah.
Of my, you know, like to get something. Yeah, to get something, you did something.
Mm-hmm.
It's your reward for working hard.
Yeah, that's the rewards. Yeah.
Yep, I feel the exact same way. That's
shut up.
So, is there something now that you're in Canada that you want to try out? Like an activity or a food or a dish or like something that you're just like, man, this is what Canada represents?
Yeah, obviously. Like, I want to try here, like, the food and to do some, like, even I'm interested in to do some volunteering job.
Okay. Yeah. And what kind of industry are you thinking of volunteering in?
We know like, people.
Yeah.
Like there was happening the events, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the events, like you do volunteer of the people, like so in like even like I work in club Rewind also as a security. So I'm checking the people IDs and these things. So even in the volunteer, like you can show the people like. There is many kind of volunteer. Like you take the check the tickets, or you show the way, like where to go, and then you have like a kind of help to the people.
100% No, the reason like I'm asking is we actually know a lot of different groups and towns, and like they're always looking for good volunteers. So if there's like a particular like industry that you want to start volunteering, maybe it'd be like plays. And or being ushers at certain events and stuff. Like, let us know. We definitely can point you in the right direction.
People
for
in the
that.
City love free work.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, facts. All right, well, Tanner just tapped his watch, man, so that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose today, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, so I want to shout-out to my people who's working in the avenue. And then... my family, and of course, my wife and my kids, like they are here. And then, shout out to my sister, Sarah.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We really do appreciate your support, as well as Colin Hartigan and the Coldwell guys, United, for sponsoring what you're about to see at the end of this video. Hope everybody is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Where did United come from?
Huh. It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.